You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. By now, most Americans know that wearing a mask is still one of the best ways to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But the guidance around what kind of mask people should wear is shifting as new and more contagious variants of the coronavirus make their way to the United States. Public health officials are calling for people to wear masks that offer even more protection. Dr. Abrar Karan is an internal medicine physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital and a global health researcher at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Karan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Tanzina. Happy to be on.
So I have this huge mask collection, silk, cotton, you know, synthetics. Like, what? Are cloth masks no longer sufficient?
You know, that's the question on everybody's mind now. And I think of it a little bit less than I think of it less in terms of are they sufficient versus are they the best protection that we can get? So we've known, you know, for about since the start of the epidemic now that this virus transmits via both droplets and aerosols. And we know that the latter are smaller particles that kind of float around in the air. And they are most relevant in terms of indoor crowding, which more and more of us find ourselves in, and many frontline workers have had to be in throughout the year. And yet only in the healthcare setting are we wearing the best protection we can, which are N95 masks, which really filter out 95% of these.
Dr. Karan, we've heard a lot about the N95, but we also are hearing about something called a KN95. Which one is better? Are they the same? N95s are hard to come by sometimes.
Absolutely. KN95s refer to masks that are actually certified in China. There's also KF94s, which are from South Korea. In Europe, they use FFP2s. These are all more or less equivalent. The problem is that the supply chain can be a little bit tricky, because there are some counterfeit masks that are on the market that have come in over the year.
How do we know if something is counterfeit? Because if it's labeled with a company that we know, that's one of my big questions when I'm ordering masks now. How do we know it's legit?
Yeah, no, exactly. It's a great question. So there is a list on the CDC website where they actually have companies that have had problems with counterfeits. So there's a way for you to check the KN95 that you bought. Go to the CDC website and see if yours is on the list of ones that has had counterfeit issues. And if it is, it doesn't mean that the one you own is not real. It just means you may have to touch base with the company. Some of them have batches with a certification code that's specific to the company to help with this problem.
But Dr. Karan, that's a lot of work for people who are trying to get masks. Like here in New York, people are selling them on the street. Should we trust those?
No, you're right. I mean, it is. And it shouldn't be this way, right? It should not be just left to the American people to figure this out on their own. I mean, masks are one of the best interventions we have. This is an emergency. We're in the middle of a pandemic. This really should be taken up by the CDC and our public health agencies and our government to make sure that Americans don't have to go doing this legwork themselves.
Dr. Karan, where can people buy masks or where should they be buying masks to make sure they're legitimate? Is it okay to buy from places like Amazon?
Well, you know, that is a question that's a little bit tricky because even on Amazon, the quality of different masks is going to be variable. There are some people that have sort of been independently testing masks, and there is an agency, ASTM, which is going to be coming out very soon with actually a number of measurements of different masks that are on the market that they have done. And there should be more coverage around this. I just spoke with some of the members of that team yesterday. And so I'm hopeful for that, but I don't know that CDC or any of the other agencies are officially working on this themselves.
You mentioned testing masks. Is there something that people can do to test their own masks to see how protective it is?
Yeah, well, one thing that is definitely testable right off the bat is the fit of the mask. We know that fit actually is a very big component of the ultimate protection that you get. A poorly fitting mask, even if it has good filtration material, may not provide you with the same level of protection that a good fitting mask would provide you with. So a couple of things you can do is to see how much leakage you have. When you're breathing out, do you feel a lot of air coming out of the sides of your mask? So that's one thing that I regularly do. And there are some companies that are working specifically on this problem with mask braces. Fix the Mask is one of those. And I tried a sample yesterday and it significantly improved the fit of my mask.
And I'm wondering also, you know, a lot of folks have gotten masks made for them. You know, some of the first masks that I had were handmade by people I knew. Should we not assume that homemade masks are enough, or should we be double masking?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in terms of enough, a mask is better than no mask. That there's no debate about. You should be wearing something. Now, if you have a cloth mask, one thing that you could do is wear a surgical mask and then wear the cloth mask over that and make sure that the cloth mask has a very tight fit so that that cloth mask can help improve the fit of your surgical mask. A couple of doctors and aerosol scientists actually looked into this and found that that could actually be a stopgap solution until we get better masks out to everybody else.
President Biden has rolled out some national mask mandates. How confident are you in those? And do you think that those are going to help more Americans get on board with wearing masks?
Well, absolutely. I think it will help in the sense that when you have federal support for something like this, it starts to enter just the general American dialogue, and masks may start to be seen as a tool to protect us rather than as a political tool that divides us. So I do think that it'll help. I know the mandate is for federal grounds and also for certain travel situations, but we really need people to be masking in all high-risk situations, anywhere with indoor crowding, and even within your own home if you've had an exposure or somebody does have symptoms and you're concerned.
Dr. Karan, at the early stages of the pandemic, we were getting being told that we should not purchase N95 masks. Are there enough N95 masks now for Americans to purchase who are not healthcare workers, or should we stay away from those?
Well, the supply is very fragmented around the country. So in the hospital I work in Boston, we don't seem to have any sort of supply issue there. You know, we can use an N95 per shift and we're fine. In other parts of the country, I'm seeing there's still recommendations for healthcare workers to not even be using a N95 mask unless they're doing specifically an aerosol generating procedure. I use N95s with any COVID patient that I'm taking care of. And we know that over the last year, there is a lot of investigative work done to see what had gone wrong with the supply chain. And one of the issues was the Trump administration employed the Defense Production Act, but they never really did it to the extent that was needed. So there was never enough supply, and they didn't distribute it either. They just kind of left it up to states to figure out.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Dr. Karan, but hopefully people will heed the advice and mask up. Dr. Abrar Karan is an internal medicine physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital and a global health researcher at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Karan, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.